Welcome back to This Week with Mary Regan and Angus Cox. The Israeli army has announced a daily tactical pause of military activity along a road in southern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid enter the territory. The pauses, which are said to have begun yesterday, will last from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. It comes amid continuing pressure on Israel to prevent an already dire humanitarian crisis in Gaza from worsening. A short time ago, I spoke with Dan Williams, Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem, about the announcement of this daily pause, and he began by outlining where it will take effect.
It's around a certain access point from the Israeli border to the eastern reaches of Rafah, and then going up north from there. It's basically around what now appears to be the most important access route for humanitarian aid. It is not a more generous general ceasefire in southern Gaza, but obviously it applies to much of southern Gaza.
The UN and other agencies, they've repeatedly sounded the alarm over the dire shortage of food and essential supplies in Gaza. As you say, this tactical pause, it's in a very, very small part of southern Gaza. It's on one road, essentially. Is it likely to make any significant difference to the level of aid getting in, or could this move be designed to appease the international community to some degree?
I think what we're seeing is an attempt by Israel to regulate, whether on the ground or in terms of international perceptions, the access of humanitarian aid through an Israeli crossing point. It's worth remembering that this tactical pause applies to a crossing, Kerem Shalom, which, though it existed previously, has become all the more important in the last 5 weeks because the nearby crossing point from Egypt has become shuttered since Israel launched a long-awaited operation in Rafah. The Egyptians moved away from that crossing point, effectively shutting it down as a measure of their protest against Israel's moves in Rafah. And Israel agreed to divert aid through its border crossing so there would not be a substantial drop-off. I think what we're seeing now is an attempt to broaden that out. It's also worth remembering that today, actually as of yesterday, Muslims worldwide are marking Eid al-Adha. It's a very important Muslim feast. So this could also be a goodwill gesture by Israel, given religious sensitivities. There may be more of allowance for Palestinian civilians in the area affected by this humanitarian pause to move about more freely, perhaps to carry out repairs, perhaps to meet family members, perhaps even, though there is not much to cheer about in Gaza nowadays, perhaps even to mark the holiday with their loved ones. So I think what we're seeing now is Israel, which in the first stages of the war sought to tell the world that it would no longer be responsible for traffic over its borders into Gaza, effectively reverting to a situation where it is taking on more and more responsibility for humanitarian aid and, to a degree elsewhere, commercial traffic into Gaza through its border.
And Dan, there are already deep divisions within the Israeli government over the approach to the Gaza war, anti-government protests inside the country also growing. So how will or how is news of this tactical pause going down there?
Interestingly enough, it emerged after the IDF, the Israeli military, announced it. The Israeli prime minister and it appears the defense minister suggested they had not been fully informed about this. They did not rescind the move, but they did make clear to the public that this did not mean an end or a suspension of the operation in Rafah, the city that is closest to the traffic points affected by this tactical pause. So I think it could be that the government didn't like the way the military rolled this out, didn't like the way it was announced, or they're trying to signal to the general public that the Rafah operation continues, that fighting continues. And indeed, they could even argue that the fact that this humanitarian pause could be allowed. It's effectively a full daylight humanitarian pause in parts of Rafah, the eastern parts. We're talking about 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's substantial. Previous such windows in Gaza have been for shorter periods, 4 hours or so. And now the Israelis could actually say this is actually a measure of our success in pacifying the parts of Gaza where this is being instituted. However, there will be those on the far right of the government who might see this perhaps as too much of an accommodation of Western pressure, perhaps as a harbinger of what they would see as capitulation by the Israeli government. before the full destruction of Hamas. There is Western pressure on Israel to wrap up this war. There has been pressure on Israel from neighboring Egypt over what's going on in Rafah. So there will be some pressure within the Israeli government. It does not appear to have shaken domestic opinion extensively, however.
And in the background, talks still ongoing, seemingly with no consensus on all sides. Is this announcement from the Israeli military, will that go any way towards possibly leading to any sort of substantial ceasefire?
I don't think so. At best, these are ceasefire talks, talks on an extended ceasefire, on a suspension of hostilities. And right now, those appear to be a dead letter. Basically, what we have from the Americans and the Israelis, the Americans are the world power standing behind Qatar and Egypt as they try to mediate a truce between Hamas and Israel. Basically, both Israel and the United States say that in the most recent round, Hamas tried to extensively rewrite the terms of what had been proposed, effectively drawing everything to a halt. Hamas has said that its notes were not that extensive and not that disruptive to the process. However, there is no denying that when Hamas says it wants a truce, it's actually asking for a unilateral end to the war by Israel. That is what it wants as part of the full deal being implemented. Israel says it will not end the war until Hamas is toppled and disarmed. So it's very difficult to see how those positions are reconciled.
And that was Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem, Dan Williams, speaking with me just before we came on air.